continue with Haru Ramuste, we adore thee, Quirino Gasparino. It's a strange feeling to look up at the choir. I'm usually up a little higher than that. We'll move forward into the 20th century for a few minutes. A piece by a composer who teaches at the University of Redlands, California, Jeffrey Rickard, His Glory.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria, gloria, in excelsis 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 gloria, gloria, in excelsis
piece was performed by the Music Educators National Convention All Northwest Choir this year in Portland, and it's entitled When I Am Dead, My Dearest by Robert Young. Adult, these kids that I spend an hour a day with, what we find we have in common is music and the text of the songs that we are fortunate to be able to sing. Oftentimes in public school there is pressure, separation of church and state and so on, and yet I feel very fortunate and lucky to be in a situation where I'm very supported. These kids certainly support me in the choice of literature that I am able to do with them. Not everything we do is sacred. We do some secular music, but certainly we take the text of everything that we do very seriously, and I hope that you hear in their singing the emotional message of the text by emotionalizing consonants, by coloring vowels, according to the demands of the words of the song. This next piece by the English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. For The Lover's Ghost, for Well Met, My Own True Love. Giovanni Gabrielli, Lift Up Your Heads. It's written 16th century, intended to be done in double choir formation. However, considering our spatial requirements tonight, we'll just sing it from where we're at right now. So imagine this in a medieval cathedral, great distance separating the choirs, and about a 5 second ring after the hymn.
Oh,
concert without a spiritual. This spiritual being written by Jack Halloran, and it's entitled Witness. And I know it's hard to see faces, but one of our goals is to look like we sing. That we will never sound better than we look. We're not expressing as we sing. You know, I would like a deaf audience to be able to enjoy what we do. And it's good practice for them to articulate consonants and to express with their eyes. Witness.
Who be a witness for my Lord? Who be a witness for my Lord? Who be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord?
Just a little bit, and Julie and Scott, if you would come down. I'm going to ask that if you're sitting in this area, to turn your chairs to this direction. Everything that will happen will be up front here now. So, choir, if you would be seated, and as soon as Julie and Scott sing, jazz choir, would you bring your crates down, please? And if you'd like, you can go out those doors. Thank you. Julie Bryan. Julie is...
Hi, Julie.
16. And Scott. Scott, how old are you? Scott is just a babe. I handed this, gave this piece of music to Scott the other day and asked him if he would be willing to play this and not too many pianos on the boats and buses between here and Puyallup, so he hasn't had a lot of time to prepare this, but I've asked him to do this anyway tonight out of the goodness of his heart. And
thanks, Scott.
Julie sang this at Soul Ensemble Contest a few months ago, and I'm just asking to do this as a real contest to everything else you can do. And I'll ask Julie just to say a couple words and introduce the title and so on, and anything else she'd like to say.
Okay, the piece is called Glitter and Bidet, and it's from the opera Candide by Leonard Bernstein. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell a little bit about the background. The character, the lead female character, Kunigunda, is singing this, and she's kind of torn between two feelings. She's loving the rich life that she's into. She has a lot of material things, and she really likes it and enjoys it. But then again, she feels really sad and ashamed about the things that, how she achieved those goals and the things she did.
Oh.
down here, and then we'll pick the tempo up a little bit. Well, I guess that was the pick the tempo. Human voice doesn't really mature until you're in the early 40s, so...
She still has about 25 years to go before she reaches vocal maturity. Okay, we're ready to go, kind of. Last night I had to pull the cover on the piano lid to keep him from doing that. Wow, this is a lot of fun. And we're actually two groups in one down here, if you didn't notice. We're actually going to do a little pop music. because I like it. You know, and they do too, even though they may not tell you that, but they'll show you that they like it. And I know you like it because the Beach Boys are endless. They go on forever. They've been around for 30 years and probably 30 more. So all of you can relate, right? Okay. The one, I shouldn't make excuses, but I will. This will be interesting. Be careful, please. This is, we choreograph two things during the year, and one is a traditional thing we do at Christmas called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we act out the the Christmas story of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we have Santa Claus and so on. We do that on three-step risers, and then we choreograph this, and we usually do that on three-step risers, but we're going to do it on one-step milk cartons tonight, being careful not to hurt yourselves, because I know the nurse, Nancy, is still in the village, and she would not like to deal with this. So we'll be energetic, but careful. Beach Boys, medley.
My buddies and me.
All right, now we'll take you through another style. This is a piece arranged by a Mount Hood Community College jazz person, Dave Bardoon. He's been arranging for about 20 years or so, or more, and it's called Ooh Shooby Dooby. They don't like to sing the solos in this because, well, they're scat solos, and that means they just make them up on the spot, and they just like to make things up because they don't have to memorize them. But tonight I'll ask Casey 1, Nancy 2, Eric 3, and Angelina 4, and if you'd each take 16 bars. Okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
16 bars because it gives them more of a chance to develop a little more of an idea, and they just get warmed up and then they pass it off. So I could say 64 bars and some of them go, yes, you know, what could we do for that long? Yeah, I told you. It's just great education. You'll never hear it again twice the same way. That's what's so neat about this form of music. It's just made up on the spot, including the rhythm section. All right, well, I'll quit talking and let them sing, because that's why we're here. Bebop and Baby. Dave Cross arranged this, wrote it. He's a music educator in the Everett, Washington School District. Teaches at Cascade High School, the largest high school in the state. Rogers High School is the third largest high school in the state. All right, Bebop and Baby in this. Features Joe, there you are. And we have to hear Angelina again. Yay!
So do ya do ya do ya do ya. bound, but all trees are when I bound.
Contrast, a cappella ballad. This is taken off a New York Voices album. It's entitled Come Home.
Thank you.
We're going to close our part of the concert tonight with a chart arranged by Kirk Marcy, who directs the Soundsation Jazz Group at Edmonds Community College, which is really nationally known for its strong vocal jazz program. Each summer they put on a jazz camp for high school age musicians, and it's attended by 300 or 400 kids that are there for a week, and they, about 18 hours a day, live, breathe, eat, and sleep jazz. And it's this wonderful, eye-opening experience for them. I love being here with you, and that's true. Ourselves in rehearsal, because so much of what we do is in the classroom. In comparison to how much we perform, we rehearse so much more. And so we, in rehearsal, have to make it worth our while to have fun and to get into our music, whatever it is. If it's Gregorian chant, or if it's pop, or if it's jazz. But I hope these kids have shared with you tonight that the high school age people are very giving and very intense and very sincere about what they do, and they have a great deal to offer. I'd like to ask them tonight
to close the concert with a very traditional song. I'm a Rogers High School graduate from 1972. I was in the very first Rogers High School choir when it opened in 1968. And this song goes clear back to then. It's entitled Thy Little Ones. So we'll just end with this, probably more for us than you. Thank you.